or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning, James Perloff, who many years ago we had on a regular basis on our program, had written a book, The Shadow of Power. And basically, of course, it goes into the background of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Doesn't matter what you call it. There is a small group that controls our country, that controls most of the world today. And, of course, they are moving towards a world government. They've been around for a long time. They have such power, they're able to conceal their very existence because they control the banking system and they control the media. And most of what you think you know simply is not true. So with that as the background, James, are you rewriting your book, Shadows of Power?
Well, I wouldn't call that, but I do have a brand new book out, many years, since the 25 years ago that it was published, people have been asking me, when are you going to update The Shadows of Power? I do have a new book out. I wouldn't call it an update because it's far more comprehensive than that book, which really focused on the Council on Foreign Relations, which, as you know, Stan, is the instrument by which the Illuminati control American foreign policy. But this new book is very comprehensive, looking at the history of the Illuminati and how they control and regulate everything. I've got more than 20 chapters in the book, and when we have an opportunity, we'll just run through those very, very concisely.
All right, fine. Well, is the book available now?
Yes, on Amazon. It's in Kindle only. I'm getting a lot of resistance from folks who say, you know, I'm not tech savvy enough to handle a Kindle book. Well, actually, if you use a computer, it only takes two clicks of a mouse on Amazon's site to download the free Kindle software, and you can read any Kindle book. And that's the format I've got it in right now. It's an e-book, but it's very inexpensive that way. It's wirelessly delivered instantly to your computer. And if I get a chance, I'm going to try to make this into a hard copy print run, but I just didn't have the finances for that at the moment.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you give us the background of this, the so-called Illuminati. Now, is this the Illuminati that was formed in 1776? Does this predate that organization? Certainly, was the Illuminati a spontaneous organization, or was it a continuation of the ancient secret societies intent upon bringing about a world government that existed going back thousands of years?
Certainly, the world government that you talk about in your show, of course, is a forecast in the Bible when it talks about the end times and the beast and the Antichrist. And, Book of Revelation, chapter 13, talks about how the Antichrist would rule over all tribes, peoples, and nations, and no one could buy and sell without his approval. And, of course, that means he's governing the world. Well, you know, Stan, I like to point out that to govern the world, you need a world government. And that's what we see taking shape today, progressively, historically. It started in this past century with the League of Nations. When that failed, they came on with the United Nations. And, of course, they're taking a regional approach towards world government. And the European Union, the common market, was foisted on the European peoples as simply an economic arrangement that would create prosperity. Then they forged that into the European Parliament, now the European Union, and national sovereignties are being dissolved. See, the same thing happened in America with NAFTA. And the NAFTA was supposed to be turned into what we're calling the North American Union. It's only been slowed down because so many patriots in our country, including some members of Congress, have been alert to that. But that's the plan. You create regional governments, just like in George Orwell's 1984. You know, you had Oceania and Eurasia. You had these regional coalitions would ultimately form a world government. That's what's going on. It's fulfillment, certainly, of biblical prophecy. The Bible is true. We see it happening today. But it's happening under the noses of people without the majority of people realizing it because they rely on mass media, which is controlled and does not call their attention to these things.
And, of course, for all intents and purposes, we are merged with Mexico. We speak their language. Certainly, you call most of our major corporations, the first thing they say is, do you want the message in English or Spanish? Why is that? Well, because the whole idea is to certainly merge with Mexico. Our border is open. They allow people to come in. We're going to accept probably, they say 10 to 11 million Mexicans and citizens are living here illegally, most of them are Mexicans. But basically, there's really about 20 million, and then all their families can come in. That'll be about 50 million. They're immediately eligible for welfare and, of course, for all the other benefits that go along. But the average American doesn't understand why we don't enforce our immigration laws. It is simply because the Brother of Darkness controls our legislature, and they want to merge us with Mexico and Canada into the North American Union, just as they have merged Europe into the European Union. They're doing the same thing in Africa. That's why we're sending our troops to Africa. But the average American is never to be allowed to understand what's going on. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And let me just comment what you said about immigration and union. Of course, George Bush took a very liberal stand on immigration, even teamed up with Ted Kennedy in 2007 to support a bill that would have naturalized all illegal immigrants at that time, but his own party, the Republican Party, wouldn't go for it. And in 2005, President Bush met with President Fox of Mexico and Prime Minister Martin of Canada, and they formed the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And the ultimate outcome of that, if it was completely fulfilled, would be a North American ID card, a North American Union. We'd have a continental currency, just as Europe's got the euro. We'd have the Amero. That has been slowed down, that plan. But, you know, no one in the major media even commented on that meeting between the three heads of state, except Lou Dobbs at CNN. Lou Dobbs said, quote, President Bush signed a formal agreement to end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from the Congress or the people of the United States, unquote, Lou Dobbs, who, of course, is now gone from CNN. But I also want to comment, and this is something I go into in my new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Immigration, one of the reasons we need to be wary of it is that these planners understand that to break down a nation, to absorb it into a world government, you have to fragmentize it. And so in the European Union, they encourage immigration within member states. And as that happens, national identity is lost. You know, for a long time, mostly in France, there were Frenchmen, right? But then you had all these immigrants coming in from France's former North American colonies. They didn't identify themselves with the French people or its flag or its culture. And this was witnessed in 2005 when you had all these Muslim-instigated fires that the French police couldn't contain. Once you break up national identity, you fragmentize a nation, and it starts to lose its feeling of allegiance to its flag, its language, and the people to each other, and you make it much easier to conquer for the New World Order. That's part of the reason for immigration, to destroy
the
national identity.
Hold the thought, James. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at the American.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, James Perloff, and we're simply talking about the fact that there is a group that controls America, and of course, most of what the average American believes is not true. Why? Because they control the media, they control the educational system, and they've given us information that is just not valid. And certainly in other parts of the world, people look at things entirely differently because at least they get the truth in their education. They get the truth through some of the media. Fortunately, it is available up on the Internet, even though the dark side will do everything they can to dissuade it, and they'll put their articles up there. You have to learn how to separate truth from falsehood. But at least you can be exposed to truth in the Internet that you will never be exposed to in the mainline media. Go right ahead, James.
Well, Stan, maybe we should talk about this new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's often difficult to explain to somebody who's not familiar with these facts if you concentrate in one area. And just for example, a friend of mine recently sent me an email who was struggling to explain how the United States knew about Pearl Harbor, the government knew about it, did not inform our military. And, of course, his friend is saying, well, why would our government, Washington, do something like that? Well, it doesn't make sense in isolation what happened at Pearl Harbor or 9-1-1, if you talk about what happened at 9-1-1. But if you have the full picture, with the context of who's running the government and the context of the false flags and deceptions that have brought us into wars, then it begins to make sense. So that's what I'm trying to do in Truth as a Lonely Warrior, is to give people the full context. So if you don't mind, Stan, what I'd like to do is kind of run through the chapters of the book very concisely.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Chapter 1 is called Six Wars, and we talk about the sinking of the Maine that brought us in the Spanish-American War, the sinking of the Lusitania, which was deliberately sent to destruction, which got us into World War One. Washington's foreknowledge of the Pearl Harbor attack, how American foreign policy arranged to have Stalin take over North Korea. There never would have been a Korean War. Of course, the Tonkin Gulf that officially gave us the excuse for Vietnam based on an attack that never occurred. And finally, the no weapons of mass destruction, which were the alleged justification for the war in Iraq. Chapter 2, we tie it together. We say, well, this is just a coincidence, and we point out that there's actually a continuity behind these wars because the same forces have been running our government. This is documented back in 1937 by Ferdinand Lundberg in his book, America's 60 Families. Gary Allen, Undercover Conspiracy, and I tried to continue that trend of revelation in The Shadows of Power in this new book. But we talk in my Shadows of Power, we talk about the Council on Foreign Relations and how there's been complete domination of presidential cabinets, whether Democrat or Republican, by one group, the Council on Foreign Relations, for decades, which is why our policies essentially don't change even when the major party in power changes. Chapter 3, we go behind the scenes and look at follow the money, see who's behind the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations. We talk about the ties to Wall Street and the Federal Reserve. We talk about the founding of the Fed and how it's been responsible for the debauching of American currency and why our currency loses value every year because the Fed is creating money from nothing, and of course that's where they get the money for things like the recent Wall Street bailout. Chapter 4, we talk about how the cartel has run America. You talk about the Marshall Plan, the IMF, the UN, the various policies it's created. Chapter 5 is about the war in Vietnam, because it deserved a chapter by itself, how they created that war, how it should have been won in about 6 months, but they dragged it out and dragged it out deliberately created the rules of engagement. The same people who got us into the war made it impossible to win the war. Chapter 6, we talk about the plan today, the plan to merge regional governments into a world government. And we talk about how both the war on terror and the various trade agreements like NAFTA and the World Trade Organization have been used to organize that. Chapter 7, we step aside for a moment and ask, is this book true? We talk about the control of media, and we discuss things like the paranoia versus real evil. There is such a thing as paranoia, but it's not a paranoid conspiracy theory to connect the dots and see what's happening in our world today. chapter 8, we talk about the destruction of nations that has taken place. This is through partly through immigration to fragmentize them, as we mentioned earlier in this broadcast. Historically, it's been through severing the nations of Europe from the colonies to weaken them so they could be subordinated to the European Union. We also talk about the change in the forms of government. And this will be a surprise to some people, but this book takes a more sympathetic view of monarchies than patriots in America traditionally do. We've been taught to think of monarchs as completely evil. But the Illuminati opposed monarchies because a monarch, a king, symbolized a nation. It was a center of nationhood. People would rally around their king. When you divide it into political parties, you fragmentize the nation to make it easier to conquer. Chapter 9, we talk about the strange brotherhood alliance between the big capitalists and Marxism and show how they funded revolutions, really going back to the French Revolution, but including the Russian Revolution, and how the Soviet Union was financed. You know, David Rockefeller, at the height of the Cold War, his private plane had landing rights in Moscow, and Chase National Bank had its headquarters in Russia at One Karl Marx Square. So we talk about that strange merger. And, of course, the purpose of Marx's revolution was to overthrow those monarchies and governments and eventually set up the New World Order with the head of the Ford Foundation, Roland Gaither, called the merger between the Soviet Union and America. Chapter 10, we talk about the satanic control structure, how the Illuminati communicate, how the Council of Foreign Relations interacts with its counterpart organizations through the Cravatal Commission, the Bilderbergers. Chapter 11, we talk about Freemasonry and certainly acknowledge that the vast majority of America's 2 million Freemasons are not engaged in anything sinister. But nevertheless, there has been a tie between Freemasonry and the Illuminati. We discussed that historically, especially their role in European revolutions. Chapter 12, we talk about environmentalism, how its purpose is to regulate and control. Chapter 13 is about Zionism. And here again is an area where a lot of conservatives and Christians don't like to go. I'm of Jewish descent myself. We talk about how the Zionist movement is really was about to establish, to seize control of Israel in order to create the day, to create the environment and the political structure that would enable Satan to assume the throne of the Antichrist in Jerusalem, which both Paul and 2 Thessalonians and Jesus, when he spoke to the apostles about the end times and warned them about the abomination that causes desolation standing in the holy place, that's what Zionism is about. We also talk about some of the things Israel has done, such as its attack on the Liberty in 1967. Again, something you won't see in a lot of conservative circles. Chapter 14, we talk about 9-1-1, all the holes in the government's explanation, how that was used to create homeland security. Chapter 15, we talk about the Iraq War, its purposes. Chapter 16, the arts, how they've been set up, how the Beatles were set up. They didn't just happen. Chapter 17 is about the war on faith. Now, ecumenism has been designed to drive all faiths together, the World Council of Churches. Tony Blair now has a faith foundation. It's about they want to bring countries together. They want to merge businesses and corporations. They want to merge countries, and they want to merge religions so that there can be a one-world religion. Chapter 18, we talk about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which, speaking as a man of Jewish ancestry myself, I'm surprised at how predictively and accurately predicts world events, and that's one of the reasons that book has been so mightily suppressed. Chapter 19, we talk about cyber tyranny and how we're being spied on through the Internet. Chapter 20 is about the secret war on life, especially through vaccines, and we quote many doctors who have stepped outside the box and show how many of the autoimmune diseases of today are being caused by vaccination, including, by the way, autism. Chapter 21, we talk about weather control, which is certainly relevant considering what's happened in the last 24 hours in Oklahoma. Chapter 22, we talk about the Antichrist, and 23, we talk about what should be done. And we have several appendices, the myths of free trade, foundation funding of the Green Movement. We talk about George Orwell's 1984 and how it's been fulfilled in so many ways. And we talk about the millennium and a few other interesting details. Well, that's sort of a mouthful, isn't it, Stan?
Well, it certainly is. I think it's fascinating.
We need a mouthful, and we need it concisely. And I've tried to give people a comprehensive picture of what's been happening so that they can see the whole picture. Because, you know, if you have one piece of a jigsaw puzzle, you can't get the whole picture. You need that whole jigsaw puzzle, and that's what I've tried to put together for people in my new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior.
And how can they get access to it?
Just go to Amazon and type in Truth is a Lonely Warrior or my name, James Perloff.
And basically they can pull up the book, and then they can pull it down And
All you need is the Kindle software, which you download for free with two clicks of a mouse from Amazon. If people don't want to do that, I'm going to try. The book only costs $9.99 in this format. And by the way, Stan, I just want to say, I didn't know this, but there's great advantages to having a Kindle book. There's hyperlinks in there. So when I'm talking about Pearl Harbor, you click on a hyperlink, you go right to a BBC documentary that supports what I'm saying. I talk about the Lusitania. You hyperlink right to a documentary on YouTube that supports what I'm saying. I talk about the Spanish-American War. You click on a hyperlink, you go to my article on New America and the full details on the Spanish-American War. There's great advantages to a Kindle book. You can't do that in a regular book. And you can get this book wherever you are instantly, and there's no delivery fees. So there's advantages. If I can, I'm going to get this book out in hard copy. I just didn't have the money for it, but the information was so important. I said, I'm going to go ahead and do what I can afford to do.
Well, you mentioned the tragedy that we've seen in Oklahoma with the tornadoes, and the question is, can they create tornadoes? Well, it's all secret. We don't know. I believe they can, but did they? Or was this simply the collision of two weather fields? Supposedly, when the two weather fields come together, why, of course, as they collide, they create the other tornado. But they have the ability to modify our weather, and they do this with the HAARP. They do this certainly with other techniques that they have today with cloud seeding. They know how to modify the weather, but everything is done in secret. And if you were to write to the certainly under the Freedom of Information Act and try to get information from our military as to whether or not they're creating tornadoes, they would not tell you. Why wouldn't they tell you? Well, because it's secret. All these things are secret. Why would our government be doing all these things in secret? Because it's not our government. Our government has been taken over by an invisible government, which ties into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, or James, I'm sure, has his own word, name for it. But it is a group of very wealthy and powerful people who worship a different god and have a different worldview. And only when you understand that do the unfolding events of modern day really begin to make sense. Well, if you have a question for James, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I think it's important that people understand what's going on. Now, James, are you going to be talking at the conspiracy conference?
You know, this will probably sound silly, but I haven't heard of that yet. Why don't you tell me about it, Stan, so the viewers can learn along with me?
Well, basically, there's going to be a conspiracy conference. It's going to be held in Milpitas. That's just a little north of San Jose. It's going to be on the 1st and 2nd of June, and there are going to be certainly of key speakers on various aspects of the conspiracy there. Some I would agree with, some I wouldn't agree with. But it's important to know what the enemy is doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there really are supernatural forces out there. And, of course, many people will cover on this, but some people actually embrace these supernatural forces. And that's why I go to the conspiracy conference. I'm not going to be a speaker. But anybody who wants to know about it can go to conspiracycon.com, or they can go to my website, radioliberty.com, and scroll down on the lead page there, and there's a link to the conspiracy conference. It's just a week from Saturday and Sunday, but always a fascinating event, and a number of the leading speakers are going to be there, and I sort of thought maybe James was going to be there, but I'm sorry. I wish he was going to be there. We'd get a chance to meet him. How about some of the people who have written extensively about the things that we talk about will be there, and I'm looking forward to some of them. I'll be meeting for the first time. But there's a yearly event, the Conspiracy Conference, on June 1st, June 2nd. If you want more information, conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com, or go to my website, radioliberty.com, and then just scroll down on the lead page there, and you'll come to the section that says Conspiracy Con, and you link onto it and take you right to their website. And hopefully, if you're interested in this sort of thing, if you're interested in what the future holds, if you're interested about the terrible things that lie ahead for you and your family, if we do not, of course, turn back to God, if God doesn't intervene, why, of course, this is a great place to get information that will help you to begin to prepare for what I believe are the very difficult times that lie ahead. Would you agree, John?
Absolutely, and I hope that there will be videotaping that conference. It sounds extremely interesting, and I'm sure that the different people there with different levels of expertise, and as you say, there's different theories, and they're not always all right either, but I'm sure people could learn a lot by attending that.
Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love to hear.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survived, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, James Perloff. If you have a question for James, who certainly is well-versed in what's going on and understands what you're not going to get through the regular channels, what you're never going to hear at the major universities, because they're all controlled. They've infiltrated them. They've taken them over. They redirect the teaching of history so that, when I graduated from college, I had a minor in history, I belonged to the Scientific Honor Society, I had a Phi Beta Kappa Key. Took me 20 years to unlearn all of the lies that I've been taught in college, and you need to get the correct information. You're not going to get it through the courses taught in college or through what you read in the newspapers or what you see on television. Your mind is controlled, your reality is manipulated. James, how can people get to your website, get your copies of your other material?
I should mention, Dave Stan, when I had stage 4 cancer, my website was taken down by the crooked hosting company. I don't have a website at this time. My new book is my website, but I do have other books out, as you know, The Shadows of Power, I have two books on the creation evolution debate. One is called Tornado in a Junkyard. The other is called The Case Against Darwin. Those are all available through Amazon. I would just use that as a central point to buy them at this point.
All right, fine. That Tornado in a Junkyard was excellent. A Shadow of Power was excellent. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, do you really believe that there is a small group that is so powerful it's able to control the media and largely determine what the American people think? Could this really be true? Well, of course it is true. I've studied it for 50 years, and I can assure you that these people are in total control today. It's not simply by coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from their membership roles, as did six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. trade representatives, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, the U.S. secretaries of state, and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense during that period. And when Barack Hussein Obama became president, he selected 11 or 12 of their members to be the people his closest advisors. Barack Hussein Obama is not the enemy. He is simply their man. He's in Washington, D.C. He's the figurehead for their power structure, which is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a satanic one-world government. What about the spiritual implications of what's going on, James?
Well, we talked before about the Bible and what it says about the end times, and how we talked about how there would be a satanic ruler or the Antichrist or beast. Now, I know that some people believe that that was already fulfilled in the first century. I know that there's a number of Christians who believe that, and I would certainly concur that Nero may have foreshadowed the Antichrist, but I hold with the more widely held view that the ultimate reign of the Antichrist is still to come. In my 22nd chapter of my book, we talk a little about the Antichrist, and it seems that there's some evidence that there may be some high-tech aspects to the Antichrist. There was a researcher, a French-Canadian journalist, Christian, who did some work on something called Operation Bluebeam, which your listeners could Google. And it talks about, in the Bible, it talks about how the image of the beast would be erected and people would worship it. And there's always this question of, well, how could you erect an image that all the people of the world would see? Well, Serge Manasseh, this journalist, did some investigative at NASA, and he found that there's evidence that the image of the beast will be projected from satellites as a three-dimensional hologram. Now, that may sound crazy, but you find that the Air Force has already developed the technology to create holograms of fighter jets to confuse the enemy. Enemy aircraft, anti-aircraft guns won't know what the real plane is that's coming at them. If you can create a hologram in the sky of a fighter jet, you could also create a hologram of an angel or even an image of Christ. And it appears that there's, from the evidence that's accumulating, that there's going to be some high-tech stuff going on when the Antichrist assumes his rule. If you want to look at some of the spiritual implications, now that may sound a little too far out from the material we've been talking about, but I do believe that we're in for something on that order.
Well, we're living in exciting times. We're heading towards a conflict in the Middle East. Of course, the American people aren't being told that, but certainly what you're seeing in Syria is Syria has been targeted for destruction. And, of course, we want to turn it over to al-Qaeda. When we do that, of course, al-Qaeda will have access to the chemical weapons, and suddenly the whole balance of terror in that part of the world will have changed. Certainly, Russia and Iran are backing Syria, and, of course, we are backing the Saudis, people from Qatar, and people in Israel who are certainly opposing, who are trying to overthrow the government of Assad. And basically the worst thing that could happen for Israel would be for Assad's regime to be overthrown and that regime to be replaced by a group of Islamic terrorists, because this would be a prelude to a war on Israel. And yet Israel is doing everything they can to destabilize Assad. It doesn't make sense. But then so much of what's going on in the world doesn't make sense today. All I can tell you is that there will be a conflict there, somehow or other we're going to be involved in the conflict in either Syria or with Iran. It's only a matter not if but when, ladies and gentlemen, unless, of course, there's a dramatic change in the American foreign policy, and I certainly don't foresee that. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest with me is James Perloff, who's written a new book. And once again, the title of the book, James?
Truth is a Lonely Warrior.
Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Well, what sort of response are you getting from the Kindle edition? I listened to the whole
idea. I've been getting terrific responses from those who have read it. I'm not getting a lot of readers so far, and I think that's because a lot of people just aren't used to buying electronic books. I actually first bought one when I was researching the Lindbergh kidnapping for the New American Magazine. There was a book out on it that was only available in Kindle, and I said, well, I don't have a Kindle device. And somebody said, well, you don't need the Kindle device. You just download the software. So sure enough, I found with a couple of clicks, I could download it, and then I purchased the book and was able to digest it. And that's what I've done with this book here for the reasons stated. But, you know, you were talking, Stan, about the destabilization that's going on in the Middle East. It's quite remarkable, but Pat Buchanan wrote a column back in 2004 when he almost predicted this. He was talking about U.S.-Israeli attacks to broaden the Middle East conflict, I'm quoting him, to strike fatally the regimes of Damascus, Baghdad, Tripoli, Tehran, and Gaza. It's interesting how one after another, you know, you saw Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. You know, all of a sudden, the mass media in America, CNN, was calling him a horrific tyrant. And they'd never done that before. Just overnight, I mean, it was transformed into a tyrant. And I was really remarking this because I'd written an article for the New American on the overthrow of the Shah back in 1979 under the Carter administration, and that was done with the help of British and American intelligence. And as remarkable, the Shah had been a very pro-Western leader. He provided Israel with oil. He was very progressive. He wanted to have Iran host the Olympics. We got rid of that guy. And now we're talking about how after war, have a war against Iran. Well, I say know your history because we're the ones who put that regime there in the first place. But with Hosni Mubarak, we saw the same thing happening.
Hold the thought.
Was created
right back
by the mass media's photoshopping of history.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. If you have a question for our guest, James Perloff in Sydney. James, you were talking before we went to the break about what's going on over there in the Middle East, how we'd actually toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the radical Ayatollahs to power. There's no question at all we brought them to power. In fact, I had an opportunity to personally interview Ambassador William H. Sullivan, who had actually been the American ambassador to Iran at the time we toppled the Shah. And, of course, he was witnessed the hostage crisis firsthand. He was the because initially the radicals had come in, students had come in, seized the embassy, held it for 3 or 4 days and just said, well, we're going to turn you loose, but if you ever bring the Shah of Iran to the United States, we'll come back. We'll seize the embassy again. And so Ambassador Sullivan was coming back to the United States, was being replaced. He told me, he personally told the President, Carter, Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State, and the others, that if we brought the Shah to the United States, the students had said they re-seized the embassy. So what was the first thing we did? Why, we brought the Shah to the United States to America for medical treatment. And then we brought in a doctor from Canada to treat him. Why didn't we send him to Canada? Because they wanted the hostage crisis. And certainly this whole thing has been engineered. Certainly George Hansen went over, Congressman George Hansen, I talked to him. He negotiated with the students. They were willing to turn our hostages back any time if we'd simply given all the money, that their money in the bank that we'd seized. And Congressman Hansen was told to be quiet. They sent him to prison under trumped-up charges. The last thing they wanted the American people to know is the hostage crisis was engineered. I talked to the Gunther Rusbacher, who flew the plane that took George Bush to Paris to actually negotiate with the Iranians not to release the hostages, but to hold them until certainly Ronald Reagan was elected so that Jimmy Carter could not use the release of the hostages to get reelected in 1980. The American people don't understand any of this history because it's all suppressed. And if it didn't have the personal experiences with the people, well, I wouldn't have any idea what's going on either. But I'm certainly, James is absolutely right. This whole situation over there with Iran, we created it. We put the mullahs in power, and we've kept them in power, creating the best enemy that money could buy. Go right ahead, James.
Oh, and you also see the fall of Gaddafi in the past year, and now Syria is being targeted. There's just complete stabilization, and then, you know, it's being represented as all spontaneous, but you and I know from our history studies, Stan, that revolutions are almost never truly spontaneous, and you go right back to the French Revolution, when the mob that watched in 1789 that marched in the Versailles Palace screaming for bread had coins in their pockets. They'd been bribed to march. And revolutions are organized. The French Revolution was organized through the Masonic lodges of France, 2,000 of them. And when the French Assembly took over from the King of France, almost every member of the General Assembly was a Freemason. That's where, how the Illuminati had done it, through the secrecy of the Freemasonic lodges. The Russian Revolution was financed. You know as well as I do about how Kuhn Loeb and company, Jacob Schiff, provided $20 million in gold that Trotsky brought over to Russia, and Kuhn Loeb supplied another $50 million to the Bank of Sweden that Trotsky and Lenin had access to. Revolutions are not spontaneous events. They're planned, they're organized, and above all, they're financed.
And I think that this is why it's so important people begin to read not what you're going to get through regular channels, but the alternative information. And fortunately, we do have all the internet now where you can get information that was never available before. Yes, the other side puts up all sorts of disinformation to confuse you, but if you learn to be discerning and pray for wisdom, well, you can tell which is true and which is not true. We have the alternative radio now, information. We have alternative programs on the Internet, radio programs on the Internet. We have all sorts of videos up on the Internet. People have access to information they've never had before. We've had really, of course, the Internet is a two-edged sword. can be used by the enemy, but also can be used by the people. Would you agree, James?
Yes, and I want to comment that the enemy does have the advantage of wealth, power, and control of the major microphones, whether it's you're talking about CNN or the literary microphone of the New York Times. However, we have an advantage that they don't have, Stan, which is that we have truth on our side. And, you know, they have to do a lot of concocting to pull the veil over the truth and conceal what's really going on from people. We, on the other hand, have the truth, and that truth makes a lot more sense than the lies they put together when they try to explain things as coincidence and chance events. As you know, Stan, I've written a couple of books on creation versus evolution, and I talk about the evidence for design. And people often ask me, what's the relationship between books like this one, Truth is a Lonely Word and The Shadows of Power, your books on creation versus evolution? Isn't that biology and the other's history? Aren't they disrelated? And actually, they're very related. In my books on design, I talk about how there's evidence for design. We know that the Mount Rushmore Monument didn't come about by chance. It's too well designed. Same thing with the human cell. Darwin said that the first cell was created by chance. We know that there's thousands of proteins which have hundreds of amino acids. They have to be in the exact right order. A cell would fill millions of pages of the Encyclopedia Britannica with the information it has. It could not come about by chance. Well, what we're talking about now is the flip side, which is that evil also happens by design. Now, no accidents do happen in the world, no question about that. But we talk about, say, the Federal Reserve, and we see how Benjamin Strong and Paul Warburg of the Rothschild interest and other bankers plotted the Federal Reserve in secret on Jekyll Island in 1910 at J.P. Morgan's hunting club. And then we see that 3 years later, President Woodrow Wilson appointed Paul Warburg to run the Fed, and Benjamin Strong was appointed to run the New York Fed. It's not chance. It's not coincidence. We see that evil is also unfolding by design, just as the good of the world unfolded by God's design. So the two are related. They're flip sides of each other.
Well, we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, mm-hmm. the survival of Christian civilization. We're losing that because our ministers are not telling us. Many of them don't know. Most of them don't know. And some of those who do know are afraid to speak out. Anyway, we're out of time, James. God bless. Best of luck. We'll be talking to you real soon. Our guest has been James Perloff. And talk to you later. We'll be
Thank
back
you, Dr.
in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Basically, we have about 50 outlets over every single week of radio, internet, shortwave, satellite, and so if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, well, it'll help us to maintain what we're doing as we reach out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Basically, of course, we're moving towards a climax in history. I don't know what's about to happen, but I do know that what's taking place over in certainly in Syria is going to have profound impact. The Russians have moved now a cruiser in there, an anti-cruise missile cruiser. I'm not sure exactly how this works, but they're going to certainly prevent us from going ahead and creating a no-fly zone over Syria. We're not going to go into a direct conflict with Syria, with Russia at this time. The Russians are backing the Syrians, and we're doing everything we can to overthrow them. And Syria is totally devastated. Millions of people living in refugee camps. Over a million have fled the country, over 70,000, probably far more than that. Innocent civilians have been slaughtered with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, with your tax money. Understand that the America is funding al-Qaeda there. We're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding al-Qaeda in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya and in Syria. That doesn't make sense. Well, of course, most of what's going on doesn't make sense unless you understand the powerful spiritual forces behind this. And to understand that, we suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get the DVD or you can get the CD, you can get them all together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special. But call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's how you do it. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that while you certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, it's RadioLiberty.com, we have all sorts of books and DVD sets and CD sets and videos and tape sets that will give you the background of so much of what's going on, how they're doing harm to our children. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're intentionally harming our children with vaccines. And if you consider the risk-benefit ratio, why, of course, the risk is far better, greater than the benefit. The risk is certainly, polio vaccine was wonderful. The only trouble is they put a cancer virus in it, and 30 million Americans are carrying that cancer virus and dying because of the polio vaccine. Do you know what's in the vaccines when you take them? You don't. But there's mercury, there's lead, there's aluminum, there's MSG, the aspartame, all sorts of poisonous material in the vaccines, supposedly to actually stimulate your immune system. But is that the reason they're there? Or is there an organized effort to certainly harm our children? Certainly, if the children who take vaccines, certainly one in every eight children has asthma. If you don't take the vaccines, chances are you're not going to have asthma. Certainly, one in 11 children has other allergies. If you don't take the vaccines, chances you're not going to have them. So the skyrocketing rates of autoimmune disease in our children, skyrocketing rates of autism. One in 66 or 64 boys has autism. You don't see it in children who don't take the vaccines. You don't see it in the Mennonite, Ammonite children. Are you willing to risk your child's life, your grandchildren's lives for this? My telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Get my talk on the Spectre Haunting DVD. Give you all the documentation of what I've said. And so until tomorrow, it's the same. May the Lord be with you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1,